Liturgical Day, Thursday, the third in Ordinary Time. Today's Gospel is Mark. Jesus also said to the crowd, "When the light comes, is it to be put under a tub or a bed? Surely it is put on a lampstand. Whatever is hidden will be disclosed, and whatever is kept secret will be brought to light. Listen then if you have ears." And he also said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear. In the measure you give, so shall you receive, and still more will be given to you. For to the one who produces something, more will be given. And from him who does not produce anything, even what he has will be taken away from him." Our commentary is by Father Angel Caldas from Salt, Girona. Today, Jesus explains to us the secret of his kingdom. He is even somewhat ironical when telling us that the internal energy the Word of God has, his own Word, that communicative force that spreads all over the world, is just like a light, and that this light cannot go under a tub or a bed. Can you imagine someone so stupid as to place a lit candle under the bed? We Christians with the light off, or with the lights on, but with a ban on, lighting is up. This is what happens when we do not place all our love and knowledge at the service of our faith. How anti-natural of us to selfishly retreat into ourselves by limiting our life to the scope of our own personal interests. To live under a bed, ridiculously and tragically still, autistics of the spirit. On the other hand, the gospel is a saint outburst of passionate love that wants to communicate, that needs, quote, to say, and that carries along a demand of personal growth, of interior maturity, and service to others. St. Augustine says, quote, "If you say enough, you are dead," unquote. And St. Jose Maria Escrivá says, quote, "O Lord, let me have temperance and restraint in everything, except in love," unquote. "Listen then if you have ears." And he also said to them, "Pay attention to what you hear." But what does it mean to hear? What are we to hear? This is the great question we have to ask ourselves. It is an attitude of sincerity towards God that demands to know what we really want to do. And to find it out, we must hear. We must pay attention to the hints of God. We have to enter into a dialogue with Him to put an end to the mathematics of measure. In the measure you give, so shall you receive, and still more will be given to you. For to the one who produces something, more will be given. And from him who does not produce anything, even what he has will be taken away from him. God's accrued interests are unpredictable and extraordinary, so as to stimulate our generosity. In the Virgin Mary, we will find the best example of how to answer God's call.